everybody. It's 6 p.m., Friday evening. Time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
I'm Michelle.
I said that.
What?
Time for Shut Up Weirdo.
Did you say it was Friday?
It's Friday, and it's 6.
Did you say it was 6?
It's 6.
Did you say it was time for Shut Up Weirdo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I guess we've got all our bases.
I'm Michelle.
Covered. No, you're not. I mean, I'm Frangry.
All right.
Hold on, I have to do one quick thing.
Are you gonna burp?
No, I just have to tell Scott something.
Oh.
It's important station business.
Oh, excuse me. You can join our comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist link. That's where all the people who are too scared to call go to talk to each other. Right?
Yes.
Just Ted says it's time to put on the red light. Because of our topic, get it?
Like red light district?
Yeah.
I get it. I need to exercise proper mic technique today or I'm going to get in big trouble. So, there we go.
Apparently we had some mic issues last week.
Doing better this week.
Station dictator Ken got mad at us.
Just me.
He gets mad at you. He gets mad at me.
You didn't get an email.
How do you know? Maybe I was just too ashamed to tell you.
Maybe, but I doubt it.
This beer is disgusting.
It tastes like burnt.
It tastes like coffee. Burnt coffee.
It tastes like burnt bark.
What is it?
You're going to badmouth it on the air?
Yeah, I am. What is it? Dogfish something. Disgusting. Dogfish head. Gross. Has the worst aftertaste.
The people upstairs love it.
The people upstairs are weird.
Some of the beers are good.
So tonight's topic is awkward conversations with a prostitute. Should we use the proper terminology?
I like the word hooker. Where was it?
Took it away.
Why?
Well, it should be in here at all times.
This is official business.
It's wrong business.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh. Goodbye.
I'm going to interrupt our programming later.
Yeah, but not now.
I know.
So tonight's topic is awkward conversations with a hooker. So we're going to talk about weird things you can talk to a hooker about, like handing her a 20 and saying, asking if she can break it, or how much for just the tip, or what's your father like, or I don't know. There was a bunch on the Facebook page.
Were they funny?
They were kind of funny. Should I go look?
Why not?
You can call us at 201-209-9368. Watch this bomb. Watch.
It won't bomb.
It could.
You're so excited about it.
I think it has potential, but I also thought that the warning label one did, and we remember what happened with that topic. Remember?
And I think most of our listeners are virgins, right?
Probably. Losers.
I know I am.
Chad on Facebook says, can you break a 20?
Why is that funny?
Ted from Mazzella said, are those dentures? That's not funny either. Why did they seem so funny before? Oh, boy. Oh, no. Uh-oh. Should we change it?
No. You love this idea.
If it sucks, we're changing it, whether we love it or not.
I don't love it.
I know you don't love it.
But I'm not going to say I told you so if it bombs.
I don't care if you do.
I'm not going to. I'm a bigger person than that.
It happens. I wouldn't mind.
201-209-9368.
Robin says, though, that it would be awesome if hookers do call and tell us all the weird stuff people have said to them.
That would be awesome.
Remember the one time that stripper called?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Ben maybe says on, the Facebook page says, do you do bar mitzvahs? Come on, that one's good.
That's kind of funny.
That one's funny. 201-209-9368.
I would like a hooker to call.
Did you do the phone?
No, because I was too busy doing other things. There, the phone is done.
Dale says, Mom?
I knew that one was coming.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangry. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Johnny. We've missed you.
I know, I've missed you.
I saw pictures of you and your mom.
Oh, yeah, you're on vacation.
Yeah, oh, you like those pictures?
Yeah, they're cute.
Me and the moms. Well,
Johnny, do you think this topic sucks? You can be honest.
No, I think it'll be good. I don't have a particularly great call, but, you know, that doesn't mean that the topic's bad. It just means my call's bad, but I think it'll be good.
Okay, go.
All right, well, oh, yeah, here we go. All right, so maybe, like, if you're still in school, you know, or you're studying to go to graduate school or something, you could ask the hooker if she wants to help you study. Like, mm-hmm. one of those, like, practice books, you know, you get, like, the Kaplan Review. Have her,
like, practice, you know, SATs?
Yeah, like, you ask her to help you study for the SATs or the MCATs or the GMATs or whatever.
All right. What else?
And the other one involves a bunch of hookers. So you get like, 10 or 15 of them, and you line them up, and then you have like a spelling bee.
With the hookers?
Yeah, like
that's so mean.
They have to spell them.
Why do you think they're stupid? They're probably smarter than you.
No, I'm not assuming they're stupid. I think it would just be funny because if they were stupid, it'd be funny. But then if they were really smart,
then it'd be better. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Johnny Muller. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Okay, maybe we need to change this topic.
No, look, I mean,
just Ted says we can also do things you don't want a hooker to say to you. Like, is that it? Or
I have AIDS?
Yeah, that would be a bad one. Or a few weeks later when she calls you to say, I'm preggo. And we've already exhausted all of the options. Right?
This topic could potentially have legs.
All right. Let's see. Be positive about it.
Okay,
you're right.
We're already doing it, so let's be positive about it. I'm just a girl who wants to have a good time on a Friday night.
Right. Okay. I just don't feel good after I eat all those Fritos. Although the Tums worked a little.
Tums work.
Yeah, I feel a little better. 201, 209... 9368 Awkward Conversations with a Hooker. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I'd like to say, do you know the demographics of this neighborhood? Because I'd like to know if it's going to be like feeding a Tic Tac to a whale.
Wow.
I don't get it.
Because if it's a lot of black people.
Wow. That is a... I guess it's racist.
People.
He can say penis.
Yeah.
Can he?
I don't want to entertain this comment for too long.
Okay, I have to hang up on you now.
All right.
Sorry.
Have a good one.
I will.
It's the I will guy who I like.
Just not that time.
Well, I'm not going to, like, racially profile people on the show.
This
are you reading
is really
now?
Weird. People I don't know if like, I like this topic.
See, the thing
it's
is,
bizarre.
People are going to be sexist and racist. And, like, misogynistic.
I get sexist and misogynistic, but why do they have to get racist?
I don't want anyone to do any of those things. Oh. I was worried about the misogyny aspect of this whole topic. That was my main...
Oh, I think it's kind of funny.
Well, some people think misogyny is funny.
Well, it's just a funny topic. Like, it's not serious.
That's like how one rape joke is funny, but 200 are not funny.
Oh, you mean like the time you called in to Shut Up Weirdo before you were host and made a dead baby joke?
That's funny.
Right.
Because that's not sexist.
So that's okay then.
Unless it was that you were only like killing baby girls. Then maybe that
then you would
have
been
be
mad.
Sexist.
Wow.
I guess
Arturo has a good one.
What
grade are you in?
I thought he was asking us for a second.
That was funny. I kind of want to put that one on my list. I have a feeling this is a bad idea. Let's keep going. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
All right, so I was on a trip for work with three of my other buddies, and we're at the bar partying. We're on the West Coast, and two of them disappear. They're trying to get a bunch of Snow White. And then they come back to the hotel, they get some crystal meth, and then there's some prostitutes involved. One goes outside to smoke a cigarette. The one smokes a...
Oh, I really wanted to hear the end of that call!
Are you kidding me?
Please call back, dude.
Anyone who refers to blow as Snow White
definitely has a good story.
Who has to get a bunch of coke and then a bunch of crystal meth after that? That's danger. I don't understand that.
You're on the radio.
Hi, one word. Mom?
We already heard that one.
I missed it. I'm sorry. Gotta go. Bye.
Oh, but your delivery was good.
Plus, I think mommy is funny.
That's a good one. Mr. Johnny says, dead hooker baby jokes, anyone?
Sure, why not?
I like that Mr. Johnny calls the hooker Ms. Hooker. So maybe he's misogynistic, but at least he's being nice and respectful.
He's a polite misogynist.
Ms. Hooker. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight we're talking about awkward conversations with a hooker. Oh, boy. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hey, Ted.
Hey, I got a conversation starter for a hooker.
Okay, go.
All right. Are you on Groupon?
These are so weird.
All right, and referencing back to a previous episode, I don't remember which one, but you don't want a hooker to say to you, does this look infected?
I don't know
if you remember. That one won an episode. I forgot which one. But.
Oh, wait.
Really?
It was really good. I forgot what the question was, but I remember the answer being amazing.
Yeah. Or, I guess, I don't know. I can't think of anything else. Sorry.
All right, have a good one. This sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Más maravillas del ciego.
Hi.
How are y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
Well, I've got one that probably the hooker wouldn't want to hear from me and that I wouldn't want to hear from her. The one that she wouldn't want to hear from me is, will you take tulips instead of roses?
Okay. What's the other one?
And what I wouldn't want to hear from her is that she didn't enjoy it. Because
hookers do not enjoy it. Are you kidding me?
What?
Hookers do not enjoy it.
Of course I know that. That's why I don't go to them. But the point is that it should be so obvious that if she comes out and says it, it's because she's trying to be mean.
You know, I see. That would just be a mean hooker.
Yeah, it would be a mean hooker.
Right, I got you. All right, have a good one, Orlando.
Yes, you too.
Just Ted says, do we have a plan C? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, you guys hung up on me?
No.
No, it cut out for some reason.
We actually wanted to hear your story.
Yeah.
Did I pick up where we left off?
Yes, yeah. Please.
You all had right, gotten so meth, and a hooker went outside to smoke cigarette.
There's two hookers. One dude went outside to smoke a cigarette with one of the hookers, and one hooker and the other guy stayed inside the hotel and smoked crystal meth.
Okay.
And then the one comes back, and he tells the hooker, he's like, don't tell my roommate that we smoke crystal meth. She's like, okay. And then he comes back and he's like, we just smoked a bunch of crystal meth. He's like, no way, oh my God. He's like, can I party? And he ended up smoking crystal meth with both of the hookers as well.
That's the story?
Yeah, who smokes crystal meth and then says, don't tell anyone, and then says, can I party? They're just smoking crystal meth with hookers, and then we have to go to work at 7 in the morning.
How do you survive something like that?
Well, they look terrible.
All right, mister, have a good one.
All right, bye.
I'm sorry.
Good old crystal meth. 201-209-9368. Should we open it up to just general prostitution stories?
All right, let's try that. Prostitution stories, 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio. I mean, there's no way that can bomb.
No, I don't want to do that. It's sad.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
I'm a feminist.
It's just, what does one thing have to do with the other?
10 times. Can I get the 10th one free?
What?
These are so bad. All right, have a good one.
Did he just, what did he say?
If we do it 10 times, can I get the 10th time free?
Who wants to do it 10 times in a row?
Maybe it was like a punch card thing that he could go
like
home.
Like a punch card.
He could come back, you know? Like at the sandwich shop.
Right.
201-209-9368. Prostitution stories. You're listening to the always classy Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
I do like the word hooker.
Should we say hooker stories?
Words with K I like a lot. Or with a hard C or a K.
Like kitten?
Yeah. I can think of a few others, too.
Mr. Johnny wants to know if any hookers hang out in front of FMU.
Nope. Just the ladies that Shut Up Weirdo.
Yeah, just the ones inside on the air right now. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I'm in Vegas on business.
Yes.
And a whole bunch of guys and girls were all hanging out. And everybody noticed, hey, this girl is looking at you. And she's looking at me for a while. And I'm going, I think she's a prostitute. And half of us think she's a prostitute, half of us don't know if she is a prostitute, think she's not a prostitute. It's very divided. So finally I go, the only way I can know, I guess we'll just go up and talk to her. So I go up and talk to her. I'm talking for 5 minutes. I still, it's a gray area because she's not dressed provocatively. She's not over the top. And I finally ask her, are you a prostitute? She starts yelling at me, how dare you even think that I would be a prostitute? And then, so she walks away. Huffing and puffing, mad. Eventually, the bartender says, she was a prostitute.
Yeah, totally. Wait, is prostitution legal in Las Vegas?
It is legal. It's funny because the prostitutes that aren't on the street, they look like regular girls.
Well,
they probably are regular girls.
Yeah.
I mean, they are regular girls, but they're not so over the top. Like, you know who's a prostitute on the street.
Right.
Well, yeah. That's a different class of prostitute.
Yeah, they kind of look like the girl next door. Not...
That's the kind of prostitute I'd be.
You'd be $100,000 a night.
At least. A minute. $100,000 a minute.
I wouldn't go that far.
I had Hang a boyfriend who told photo. Me I looked like a high-end escort, and I was like, is that a compliment? That's so messed up.
That is a compliment.
I don't know if that's a compliment. All right, have a good one.
You too. Be well.
Wait, there's some good things happening on the comments board right now.
What are they?
Kevliki says, asking a hooker any Shut Up Weirdo topic. What's the name of your boat? What's the weirdest thing you've ever memorized? What's the thing you have up on? Which I thought was good. And then Mr. Johnny says, why does Michelle assume that all prostitutes are women?
Maybe I'm the sexist.
Yeah. And then Bennett, to the his awkward conversation with a hooker is, if you ask her, plan B? Question mark. No? Okay.
That's kind of funny. Maybe it's because I look at you. That's why. This mic thing.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is hooker stories.
I like to look at you when we're doing it.
It's because I'm pretty.
The show.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Oh, sorry. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hi. This
Hi.
Is Sam
hey.
Or something. But anyway, I have a funny story. I lived in and worked in France for a while in Paris.
Ooh la la.
One day I was like left work and my dad was meeting me, so I was standing there waiting for my dad just on the street. This little bumpy looking woman comes up to me and she goes, "Combien?" Which means how much? And I'm like, "Excuse me?" And she's like, "How much?" I'm like, "What do you mean?" She says, "You're a prostitute, aren't you?" And I was like, "No." And she's like, "Oh," and she looked pissed off and just walked away.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah, that's never happened to me.
What's your name?
How much would you have charged her?
I don't think I would have done it with her.
I don't think I would have done it with her.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Not even for money?
Would you do it for money?
No, I mean, it's degrading. I don't believe in it.
What's your name, Sam?
Yeah.
All right, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour.
Thanks.
Ooh, it's like that movie Indecent Proposal. Would you do it with Robert Redford for $1 million?
Sure.
If you were married to Woody Harrelson and you needed money to keep your house?
Woody Harrelson in True Detective?
No, Woody Harrelson in Indecent Proposal. Because I would. Do you think a relationship could survive that?
Yes. I think a strong relationship can survive just about anything.
I knew you were going to say that.
Why?
Well said, Michelle.
Why did you know I was going to say that?
Because it's true. Call us at 201-209-9368. Hooker stories.
Are you too close to the mic?
I'm probably too close to the mic.
You are like, they call it pinning?
Ms. Hooker, can we French kiss?
What?
That's what Mr. Johnny would ask the hooker.
French kissing?
Arturo says Sam the caller sounded pretty hot.
I had a boyfriend named Sam who is so beautiful and such a nice man.
Arturo's question to a hooker is, do you have any vegan or gluten-free options? List.
That's pretty funny.
Sorry, I'm writing it down. It takes a minute.
I want to get an A in mic technique today.
You're so worried about it.
I know, because I got an email.
That's kind of scary. Was he mean?
No, and then I, like, over-explained and over-apologized, and I'm sure it was super annoying.
I would freak out if I got one, too.
Hi, I didn't freak out. I'm not freaking out.
Hello? Oh, okay. You know what I mean. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, Frangry and Michelle.
Hey, Madman.
Hey, Madman.
How you doing?
Good. I bet you have some good hooker stories.
Oh, I love prostitutes. I seriously love prostitutes, especially the high-dollar ones.
Oh, yeah?
Well, yeah, sure. They got their own condoms. They're clean.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
Truckers love prostitutes.
You sleep with prostitutes a lot?
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Okay, like, have you slept with more than 10?
No.
More than 5?
No. Less than 5. I'm going to say 4. In fact, this summer I've been partying with a few of them down here on this end. And I've been having nothing but a great
what
time.
End?
They're young. One's 31.
I'm glad 31's still considered young.
31 is unbelievable, you know, because, you know, my age, to be with a 31-year-old girl, forget about it. Anyway, we're just having a great time. What about you guys?
Good for you.
Wait, no, I want to hear more about your prostitute friends.
Well, I'll tell you what. We went into a room one night, and it was a shabby place. I lifted up the mattress, and guess what I saw?
Bed bugs.
You got it. I says, I'm out of here. I'm not staying here. I says, you want to go back to my place? She says, nah, I'm going to stay here. I says, you lost. Anyway, guess who stopped by tonight?
Tommy O'Shea.
You got it. I haven't seen this guy in 2 months.
What happened?
Huh?
Yeah, where has he been?
You know, he's been busy. It's summertime, you
busy.
Know.
Has he been in jail?
No. But he will be calling you in a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, great hearing from you.
Oh, wait, you called us.
I give you guys a buzz.
I kind of love that you have a thing for prostitutes.
I love prostitutes, seriously.
All right,
oh, my God,
then.
I love you, Madman. All right, have a good one.
All right, ladies, have a good one.
Does Madman?
He's so badass.
Do you think he has kids?
With his muscles and his mustache.
Do you think he has kids?
I don't know.
I bet
we should
if he
ask
had a
him.
Daughter, he wouldn't love prostitutes.
Robin says, quote, unquote, no more than 10. Madman follows the ladies' rules of sexual disclosure.
I don't get that.
Because girls never say how many people they've slept with.
Oh.
They're always like, oh, I don't know, 5. And it's really like 500. Wait, there was a good one here. Where did it go? I lost it. Dale says, have you met your Obamacare deductible yet? All right, call us 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is hooker stories. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangry. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi.
I have 2 stories for you if you have time.
Sure.
Only if they're funny.
Okay. Well, I have never slept with a prostitute. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But first one, my friends and I were in Belgium, and I got separated from the group and ended up lost in Brussels, wandering down dark alleys looking for water because I was absolutely horrendously drunk. And a prostitute came out of some kind of storefront propositioning me for sex, and I couldn't get away from her. She kept on following me, and eventually she grabbed onto my junk, and I pushed her. And her heel broke, and she fell flat on her butt, and I ran away.
I like that you ran away.
I was scared.
How did you push her?
With both hands on the shoulders.
Was she wearing a skirt?
Did you say, get away from me?
She was wearing a skirt, and I was wearing a suit. It was just a really bad idea.
I love this story. Was it on a cobblestone street? Because that's how I imagine it.
Yes, it was.
Film noir.
Yeah. Like it was a foggy night.
Yeah.
I can't imagine walking on a cobblestone street in stilettos. Though.
It's so hard. You have no idea.
No, I don't. Okay, well,
wait, what's
I
your
have
name?
One more.
Wait, what's your name?
Jim.
All right, keep going. What's your other one?
Okay, my other one is we were in Germany, and we were at a bar that was next door to a strip club, and it was about 5 in the morning. The strip club had just closed. And we were just trying to finish the night quietly, again, very, very intoxicated. And suddenly the door opened and a woman walked in. At least I think she was a woman. It was like something out of Tales from the Crypt. It was, she had, you know, the Glasgow smile, that scar on the face, by, like the Joker from Batman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She had one of those. She was covered in bad tattoos that looked like she got them in a Siberian prison. She was all scarred up. Like Frankenstein. And she came in, and I froze. I didn't know what to do. And she didn't speak a lick of English, but my friend Vinny was a black guy, and she kept on calling him an Afrikaner.
Uh-huh.
And then she was, I don't know what she was trying to do, but she reached underneath the bar and started playing around with him. And he was so drunk, he I guess he couldn't say no, and he was just pulling 1 and 2 euro coins out of his pocket and flipping them to her in her free hand. And whatever happened after
that's
that, we
dark.
Got out of there. And as we were walking, the sun was coming up. And every time we turned around, she was a little bit behind us.
That's so creepy.
Like, followed us for a good couple of blocks before she finally took a hike.
Okay, Jim, you're on the list.
All right, thanks.
Have a good one.
Sure.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is hooker stories. What were you going to say?
Jim gets to do a lot of international travel.
Yeah. He does, right? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Well, I had a friend of mine who was on a multi-decade...
Can you talk louder?
Yeah. Can you talk into your phone and louder?
Yeah. Let me just put this mic over here. I have a friend of mine who was on a multi-decade bender, and his friend came in from North Dakota, wanted to show him a good time in New York, and I was the driver for the evening, and my buddy was blazed on Snow White, I guess, you know. That seems to be the good term for the evening.
Uh-huh.
And about halfway through our trip through Times Square, he was in search. He said he wanted to find a hooker, and so he took off all his clothes. He was sitting in the passenger seat, and his buddy was in the back seat. He was really freaking out. It was his first time ever in New York City. And here's the guy, got a whole ton of blow. He's naked. Super hairy dude. And this girl, we stopped, and this girl just leaned over in the window. And just right across her back, maybe about 30 seconds into this whole melee, the police came. A cop car pulled up, and it was a woman police officer was staring across this woman's back. She, you know, she had on all the clothes, and high heels, she fit right in the window perfectly, and was just looking at me, and I was just like just trying to, you know, do this as inconspicuously as possible.
What?
Up to this guy that, you know, we said to be in serious trouble at the time. It was,
we can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll try and call back.
Okay, bye. That guy was too long-winded. I don't want to hear the rest of that nonsense. Hi, you're on the radio. Hello?
Greetings, salutations, young ladies.
Tommy O'Shea, where you been, buddy?
Well, you know what? I've been only getting Peru, actually.
Peru?
Is that code for jail?
Yeah, I was looking for kangaroos down there, and he told me, like, take kangaroos down there. And it's like, I didn't find any goddamn kangaroos.
I don't think they have kangaroos in Peru.
Well, I guess it's like it rhymed.
Oh, it rhymes?
Oh, kangaroo, Peru.
Oh, know. Yeah, kind of.
Hey, listen, girls, your subject is very interesting.
Madman really liked it.
You know, the oldest profession in lifetime whatsoever is prostitution. Do you know that?
Yeah, we know that.
Well, how do you know that?
Because I've been to Pompeii.
Because we're old.
You've been to Pompeii?
I've been to Peru. I learned it while I was riding a kangaroo.
Okay, that's what I want to hear. Hey, listen, it's actually the oldest profession in the world.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, you got to figure it out. Like, it's times are like from Rome and actually starting Egyptian, but they had like prostitutes. And what it is that you know, do you know what a hooker means?
What?
Come on, guys, you gotta know what that means. Hooker, it means that they hook onto a guy.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Look it up. Go on to the internet.
To the what?
Look it up and see what it says.
Okay, I'll look it up.
But that's actually the oldest profession there is. It's the profession of being a prostitute.
Yeah, we know. You told us. All right, Tommy O'Shea. Have a good one.
All right, guys. Talk to you for a long time. You know, I miss you both.
I miss
you
too.
God bless you. And by the way, give me a shout out for my madman friend. I haven't seen him in a long time. And God bless you both. And take care.
Have a good one.
All right.
Wow.
Something.
Wait, someone on the comments board just said Tommy O'Shea is on ayahuasca. And then Mr. Machine says, I'm convinced if you sped up Tommy's voice on tape, he would sound sober. We should try it one day.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is Wait, what is it? Oh, hooker stories. Sorry. Run-ins with hookers. 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys, it's Robin.
Hey, Robin.
Hey, Robin.
This is quite the topic, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I actually have a hooker revenge story.
Yes.
Sort of turn the tables, I guess.
Let's hear it.
So this also takes place in Europe. I was studying abroad in Rome when I was in college. And I was walking home to my apartment, and it was kind of like it wasn't in like a seedy part of Rome or anything, but it was like sort of out of the way, and like, I guess all of the parks in Rome basically are prostitute spots or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Local knowledge. So I'm walking home, and I turn the corner, and I look up the street, and I hear this like banging, and next to this car, there's like a 70-year-old little Italian guy being faced by this really, really tall woman who is in like hot pants, like 5-inch heels, and she is beating the crap out of him with her purse, like against his head, against the car, and screaming at him. And then she saw me, and she started screaming at me, like, in Italian, like, Vapontulo and cross the street, and I was like running across the street like, wow, I really understood everything she said to me. But yeah, I don't know. Hookers strike back, I guess.
As they should. Do you like that story, Michelle?
I do like it when women hit men with their purses. All dramatic. I think it's hilarious.
Have you ever hit anyone with a purse?
I don't carry a purse. I just hit them with my fists instead.
Whoa. Okay. All right, Robin, good to hear from you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Have a good one.
Bye, Robin.
Bye.
Wait, there's some good conversations with hookers happening on the comments.
Robin's cool.
I know, I love her.
She's smart and funny and cool.
Wait, Domino says, so are you into freeform? And then Stavro says, how do you explain your Yelp reviews? Come on, those two are good, right?
Those two are good.
Yeah, those two are really good. Madman says in all caps, he will admit he had sex with a 31-year-old prostitute and it was paradise with about 9 exclamation points.
Damn.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is hooker stories. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I was in New Brunswick a couple of years ago, and I was riding my bike past this park that's known to be a prostitute park, and this prostitute asked me for a cigarette, so I stopped, and I roll my own cigarette, so I'm rolling her a cigarette, and she won't stop talking, and while this is happening, the girl I'm hooking up with at the time drives by with all her friends, and they all see me talking to a prostitute. So it was just awkward when I went back to the house and they all thought that I was hanging out with a prostitute, and then I had to explain myself.
Was she so mad at you?
No, not really, but they didn't believe that I was just stopping to, like, give her a cigarette. I guess my body language was strange or something.
You were flirting with her?
God, maybe. She was pretty beat up, though. She looked kind of young. She told me her dad owns the abandoned building across the street, and she's doing construction on it, and it was about midnight, and she just kept trying to get me to go in the building, and then this guy drove by in a car, and she got real scared, and she said he was going to buy her something on his credit card, and then she ran away.
Whoa.
But, yeah, I was not. She was kind of beat up. I wasn't trying to hang out with her.
All right. Have a good one, mister.
All right, bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi, it's Gumby from Bayonne. How you doing?
Hey, Gumby.
Hey, Gumby.
I have a great prostitute story. When I was in my 20s, I went to a bachelor party for this guy. And we're just a bunch of guys in a hotel room in, like, Rutherford or somewhere. So someone goes and comes back with a hooker from Patterson. So everyone's ignoring her. Like, she's, like, walking around the room. Nobody's paying any attention to her. So they had a big screen TV. So all these guys are watching football. Not me, but, you know, everyone else is watching football. And so she jumps up in front of the TV. And I'm not going to curse here. She goes, listen, you MFs, I come here to do some effing and make some money. And then the whole room goes silent. And then at the same time, all these guys start going, hey, come on, you're blocking the TV. Get out of the way. And they start waving her away. And then that was it. She ran out of the room and forgotten immediately.
That's pretty awesome.
Listen, you MFs.
I'm here to do some effing.
And make some effing money. And make some effing money. And I remember it word for word like it was yesterday. Just incredible.
All right, Gumby, you're on the list. Have a good one.
See you later, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
People love TV.
You do.
People love TV. I'd be pissed if the hooker got in the way of my show.
Wait, you've been watching that Leftover show or what? It's so creepy.
I'm watching it. Last episode was dark, but I don't love it.
I don't love it either. It's just so weird. I can't stop watching it.
It's no True Detective.
It's so depressing. Every single person in that show is depressed.
I love that teenage daughter.
Me too.
So
she's hot
much.
Too. I'm obsessed with the dad.
I knew you would be.
Oh my God.
When they threw all those rocks in that chick's face.
Against the tree?
Crazy.
No, dude. I can hardly watch it.
I had to close my eyes for that part. I cry the whole time. I never close my eyes during TV.
I cry the whole time I'm watching the show for the whole hour.
Let's watch it together this week.
No, I won't be here.
No, like, you know when we watch TV together, when we just text each other?
Oh, okay. Just let me know when, because I'm going to be watching on my computer.
Okay.
All right, cool. Call us at 201-209-9368. Me and Michelle have really big plans for Sunday to watch TV together across the country and text each other.
We do it all the time.
I guess remember we kind of do. We do it a lot in the winter.
That time we were both stoned and we were like, I'm watching that Barbara Walters interview. And you're like, me too. And I'm stoned too. And it was so weird because I never get stoned.
Me either. I don't do that.
I got 2 nosebleeds this week, really bad. One right before a client meeting. It was really weird. I feel like I'm going to get one right now.
I'm getting fat. Wait, there's tissues in here, isn't there?
Oh, there's this.
Call us at 201-209-9368.
I heard it's not true that you're supposed to tip your head back.
Wait till you get it, at least.
You're supposed to tip it forward.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, Frankie and Michelle.
Oh, hi.
Hi, this is Bob.
Hi, Bob. Oh, Bob and Eileen.
Thank you, ladies. Now, I have a story to tell you about a coworker of mine.
Okay, go.
The man is like 70 years old, and he frequents prostitutes all the time.
Good for him.
And yes, and it just so happens, though, he tried to negotiate a cheaper price. The girl beat him up.
Yes.
Literally gave him a black eye, gave him a big an egg on his forehead. And so they were fighting in the apartment. He lives in Jersey City, and the girl ran out of the apartment, so she's running down the street in Jersey City. It just so happened the police were there. They wrestled the girl, brought them both in to the station, and wound up arresting her for beating him up.
Not for prostitution?
Well, they let the prostitution thing off because they said that he had frequented the girl numerous times, and so they put it as domestic abuse, because she was in the apartment several times, the same girl. And the girl was like 20, you know, all the prostitutes are very young. So that was the story. Beat him up, black eye, big egg on his forehead, and stole a cell phone. And there was like pictures of the girl on the cell phone. And so that's why they filed it as a domestic abuse violence. A domestic abuse case.
You're right.
But the same guy, this guy's crazy. Okay. The same guy, 70, okay. He goes to Las Vegas one time, and he paid for a prostitute to come back to Jersey City to his apartment, and the girl trashed the guy's apartment, and police wound up arresting her.
This guy's trouble.
This guy's trouble and crazy.
All right.
True story.
All right, Bob and Eileen, thanks for calling.
By the way, thanks for the T-shirts. We received them remember, we won back in May.
Yeah, no. Well, that was your fault. Don't blame me.
No, we didn't blame you.
Okay, good.
We understand. Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
How can I be on the radio? There's already someone on the radio, so listen.
Oh, it's Ray J. Where you been, buddy?
It's me again.
Hey, Ray J, I think you might have a good answer for our topic tonight. We want to hear a really good story about a run-in with a prostitute.
Well, I'll tell you one. It's not good. Or at least it doesn't end well.
Oh, okay, let's hear it.
When I was younger and I was living in Paris, and I was in a prostitution district, but a high-class one. And you'd see, you know, there was a balcony on the fourth floor wall, and you'd see the prostitutes. And they all had their Mercedes and their fur coats and whatever, and they would entice the man, and I guess you could either do it in the car, you go to the motel or whatever, hotel. Didn't have much else, hotel around the corner. But the most frightful thing is that when you walked home at night and you saw them, I don't see very well, so you saw them in the distance in the dark, and they looked like halfway. Like, you might understand someone might want to, for lack of a better word, do them, right?
Yes.
But it seems that Paris prostitutes operate on their own terms. So then the next day you go to the supermarket and you see the same woman without the makeup and all the concealment stuff. It was pretty hard. I mean, it was quite rough. I mean, I you know.
This is not a good story.
This is true. They used to shop at the same place.
No, I said it's not good.
What I'm saying is, if the poor people that picked her up had seen the photograph of her in the supermarket, they no different. I mean, right?
All right, Ray J.
I mean, it's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad, you know.
Uh-huh.
This is sad.
Okay, yeah, have a good one. No idea what he just said. Dale just said on the comments board, is he opening and closing a gym locker? What is he saying?
It's like the European version of Tommy O'Shea, yeah. 20 years ago.
I had no idea what he just said. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, good evening, girl. I have a prostitute story.
All right, let's hear it.
I was out in an old nightclub with my buddies until about 4 o'clock in the morning. And then I said to all my, you know, it's about time we all go get laid. So they're kind of laughing at me. So we went downtown, and on one of the streets where all the hookers hang out. So as soon as I walk in, the door, the madam goes to me. She said, you have to pay $50. $50, it's like $35 for everybody. No. She said, you're so totally twisted that we need $50 from you before you can go upstairs. So I pop out $50, and my buddy's sitting there with the madam, and he starts laughing, and he said, well, yeah, this is crazy kid from Jersey here tonight. And she said, well, he's trouble. So she tells me, she goes, you have to go up to the third floor and, like, knock on the second door, in, you know, in the middle of the hallway. And, which I do. I go up three.
What happened? Get to the good stuff.
What?
Get to the good part.
So I get to the third floor, and I go in, and there's a 23-year-old black girl putting her thing at me. And I said, is that thing loaded? She started laughing. And she goes, well, she said, tonight, she said, you know, I'm going to serve you. She said, but.
What? I don't know. I had to hang up
because
that
was making me
I didn't
really
like where that was going.
Uncomfortable.
What was happening?
I don't know. There's only a couple more minutes. So there's no winner tonight.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Who?
Well, it's not over yet. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, with all due respect to Tommy O'Shea and everyone else, I've got to correct the misconception that prostitution is the oldest profession.
Okay, what is?
The oldest profession is night watchman. Because back in the day when we didn't have fire and
What is happening? The guy was seriously passionate about night watchmen.
I would have said fishermen.
I don't care. Hi, you're on the radio.
Maybe that can be a topic. What's the oldest?
How's it going? I have two stories for you. The first is kind of the comedy.
You sound too nice to be with prostitutes.
Needs a moral.
All right, let's hear it. We don't have much time.
Okay, really quickly, the first story. So I'm in D.C. for a wedding. And the District of Corruption is known for a lot of things, right? Power, glory, but not beauty. And I'm out with the whole international crowd, including an Egyptian friend who's a professional athlete. So he's a strapping guy, and we're out just, like, telling jokes, whatever. This whole bunch of Midwesterners comes in, and this woman is convinced that the strapping guy is a prostitute. So she's, like, on the fly trying to find out how expensive he is. And she's, like, really pushing for, like, how much. My friend Omar is like, you know, he's telling jokes. He's like, three camels, like it's comedy. Until finally she's like, I know you're from Egypt, but I can't really tell, like, are you white, are you black? He looks her dead in the eyes. It's one of the greatest lines I've heard. He goes, baby girl, I'm black from the waist down and white from the wallet up.
Effed up.
It was amazing. But here's the moral arbiter story. So I've hired one prostitute in my life, and I need kind of feedback on if it's okay or not.
It was no.
But here's the reason. It was for gregarious friends.
I think we all know what the reason is.
No, seriously, this is me doing a common good.
Okay, go.
A friend, mid-20s, really gregarious guy, kind of stuck in that seventh grade dance, afraid to talk to girls type thing. Really calm, like funny, good looking, just no confidence in himself. A whole bunch of us chipped in together to hire a pretty high-end young lady to hang out with him at the club. To this day, he has no idea that his first time was with the girl we hired.
Aww.
That is so sad.
But it's not sad to him. He thinks his first time was with, like...
Yeah, and when he finds out, he will never talk to any of you again.
Why would he find out?
Yeah, why would he find out?
Maybe he listens to this show.
No, but it's about 11 years ago. He still has no idea.
Maybe he listens to this show. And now you just outed yourself.
Thanks.
All right, have a good one. For some reason, Robin really liked your fisherman comment.
Thanks, Robin.
She said, food bed shines through.
So, well, can I say?
Wait, Mr. Machine says, next week's topic, why do you need a straitjacket?
People were crazy tonight.
And then Robin's like, hey, everybody, only 10 minutes to call in with an uplifting prostitution story.
Less.
Oh,
and coming up is a very special Put the Needle on the Record, part two of the Bay series. Billy Jams and Sam Bruno tonight at Special Tech DJ School Art Gallery. So please stay tuned.
How much time do we have? I know you have to do an emergency test or something.
2 minutes.
Okay, one more. Hi, you're on the radio.
All right. When I was 16, my friends got me to the local pool hall. And unfortunately, someone spilled a drink on my shirt. Now, it was the era. So I was like wearing a leather jacket and I had to take off my shirt. Just me, 120 pounds, soaking wet, ponytail, leather jacket, no shirt.
That's a good look.
Old dude walks up and just starts counting money, leering at me for 5 minutes, just being like, "Is that enough? That enough? That enough?" He totally thought I was a prostitute, like some rough trade twink.
Twink. Wow. All right, have a good one.
Thank you.
All right, so do you want to help me choose? I have two options here.
Okay.
We have Arturo, who had the comment or the question for a hooker, do you have any vegan or gluten-free options? Which is funny. Or Jim, who told the story about that hooker in Brussels that he pushed and she fell and broke her heel and he ran off.
I like that one. That one's kind of funny.
That one was good, right?
Yeah.
Should I pick him?
I guess so.
Are we done? Do you think you can do it?
You could do one more call if you want to. I think I can do this.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing, ladies? Unicorn Nick.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, well, there was this woman, you know, you talk about prostitutes attacking Johns. There was this woman who was on trial for attacking one, and they decided to question her to see if she could get pretrial intervention, and the judge said, well, why did you hit him? And she, you admit you hit him? She says, yes, sir. He called me a two-bit whore. And the judge, he said, well, that is insulting, but... You know, he had a concussion, and he was out for 3 days in the hospital. So what in the world did you hit him with? And she said, my bag of quarters.
All right. Awesome. That's kind of funny.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Who won?
Jim, you're the winner with the hooker you knocked over in Brussels. Wow. Wow. Email me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at WFMU. Stay tuned for Billy Jam. We now interrupt our programming for a test of the emergency alert system.
Very good, Michelle. Now you just have to do the test. Did you press the buttons right?
Oh, wait.
Do you have to turn the mics off, probably? You probably have to turn the mics off.
No.
Yeah.
Do you hear it?
Yeah, but not really. Doesn't it need to go over the air? I don't think you're doing it right.
No, it happened.
I think it has to go over the air.
It did.
How come we didn't hear it?
Did you hear that test go out?
Did she do it wrong?
I was in the stairway.
This has been a weekly test of the emergency alert system.
Maybe.
Ken, damn it.
He knew.
I didn't like, it was the pressure. It was that pressure.
You think it was because they like psyched you out?
See you next week.
Bye, guys. That stripper call?
Yeah.
Remember the one time that stripper call?
Yeah, give me a beat. All right, we are broadcasting live. Shout out to Matt doing board op back at the station. Shout out going out to Michelle and to Frangry. Shut up, weirdo. Shout out going out to everybody in the city of San Bruno. San Bruno's special tech DJ, make some noise. Yeah. All right, we are live today. Right now, we got three sets of turntables ready to go. We got Mr. B, DJ Q, and DJ Mars ready to take it away right about now. Shout out to Spider-Man and everybody else tuned in on WFMU.
I heard you on the show tonight. sounds and ultrasounds. Excerpts from this most of the sounds made by this particular species of dolphin are beyond the upper limits of human frequency discrimination and of human hearing. Are beyond the upper limits of human frequency discrimination and of human hearing.